Physicians get some answers on accountable care organizations. Welcome to Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Todd Zwillick. Medicare officials have finally issued their proposals on how doctors and hospitals can form accountable care organizations, or ACOs. The proposal allows providers to band together to care for patients and then share any money Medicare saves on their care. The proposal lays out two possible tracks for ACOs. In track one, ACOs could share in Medicare savings for the first 2 years and then assume risk in the third year. That means they would potentially pay penalties if they don't provide cost-effective care. In track two, ACOs assume risk immediately, but with the potential to earn a bigger share of the savings. Dr. Don Berwick, who heads the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, explains.
The policy aim here is to offer ways for organizations, as I said, at different levels of maturity and capability to get into the world of accountability and seamless care that we're looking forward to.
The ACO rule was widely criticized by Republicans. They called it another example of health reform's burdensome bureaucracy. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, widely expected to run for president in 2012, echoed that sentiment.
It's one more step of centralizing
On Capitol Hill, Democrats and Republicans also sparred over whether the Affordable Care Act would reduce the deficit or add to it. At House hearings, Democrats portrayed the law as the biggest deficit-cutting measure in years. Republicans said it would add to the nation's spending and drive many companies right out of business. Both parties pointed to estimates by the Congressional Budget Office to support their contentions. CBO Director Doug Elmendorf said the law is now likely to cost $1.1 trillion, not the $900 billion originally estimated. But he also said this.
According to our latest comprehensive estimate of the legislation, the net effect of all the changes in direct spending and revenues is a reduction in budget deficits of $210 billion over the 2012 to 2021 period.
Elmendorf's conclusions were supported by Medicare's chief economist, who also testified at the hearing. Meanwhile, several Republican members of the House Ways and Means Committee accused AARP of seeking to profit from its support of health reform. Representatives Wally Herger, Dave Reichert, and Charles Bustani said that a year-long investigation showed that AARP stands to make millions of dollars from increased sales of the Medigap insurance policies it endorses. The report also lambasted AARP for reaping hundreds of millions of dollars in royalties while cutting its budget for core programs for its senior citizen members. The lawmakers have asked the IRS to look into AARP's tax-exempt status. Congressman Bustani said the investigation was not politically motivated. AARP maintains that royalty payments are necessary to keep dues affordable and to keep advocacy programs running. Elsewhere on the Hill, Democrats and Republicans are attempting to set aside differences. They have to broker an agreement on the fiscal 2011 budget by Friday, or the government will be forced to shut down. Look for more on that next week. And that's the Policy and Practice Podcast. I'm Todd Zwillick.